This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host. The man with the plan is, as always, Travis Chance. Travis, this is going to be a great show today. We are recording the morning of Election Day. That's right. As of right now, it is Tuesday, November 5th, and it is the presidential election day, right?
It is, Tony. Polls are open day, and I wish that we were still recording actually on Wednesday mornings like we used to, so we could maybe know who won. I think, like you and I were talking before we got on the air, I think it's going to be very hard pressed for us to get a clear winner this afternoon. But who knows? We'll see what happens. We can always guess.
Always hope.
I mean, I honestly think there's something to be said for just doing it day of and paper ballot. But is that ever going to happen again?
No.
Nope. Technology, mail-in ballots, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know. But here's the thing. Here's the main point. The sun will come up tomorrow. Right. I'm not about to break into show two,
not.
But the sun will come up tomorrow.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't understand the media's incessant desire. And I guess if it bleeds, it leads, to really just get people worked up into a frenzy. And sometimes I'll be honest, I question those who can be worked up into a frenzy by the media, because we're going to get up in the morning. We're going to go to work. We're going to, we're going to continue our day. We're going to continue our week. We're going to continue our year. And I think sometimes our disillusions take over.
It's true.
Because that's the only way I can describe it.
You're right. The media, if you turn on the TV right now to any of the 24-hour news channels, here's exactly what you're going to hear.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson. Danger.
Oh Lord. Yeah, I mean, because it's they're just gonna plug and play, right? Because if you turn on one network, Trump's a Nazi. If you turn on another network, Trump's a hero. If you turn on one network, Kamala's a fascist. You turn on one network, Kamala's the second coming of Jesus. I mean, it is the absolute, and I think that it is the most absolute maddening thing, because we are so much deeper and so much, there's so much more to the whole story. And I miss Paul Harvey, because I wish he was still here to give us the rest of the story. So one of the things we've been kicking around, for weeks and weeks and weeks is, are we really being honest with ourselves? You know, 'cause I've talked about, the election and trying to stay somewhat neutral. You know, we don't want to think red or blue on this show. We want to think green, because it's obviously, folks' retirement dollars. You know, how do we help keep taxes low in your portfolio to maximize the length of time you can use and take money from your portfolio? How do you grow your wealth? How do you do the blocking and tackling, the fundamentals? And I think one of the most fundamental things, Tony, that we can do for ourselves and for this current environment is be honest. And let's be honest with ourselves here, okay? This election is another election, okay? I don't see that there's going to be just this absolute chaos. I could be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. I think if you watch the news and you look at Washington, D.C., I mean, they're already boarding up like it's a hurricane's about to happen. So I'm hoping that is overkill. But, we do live in pretty pretty interesting times. And who was the writer that said, may you live in interesting times? Who was that?
I don't remember.
I remember the quote from school, but I think we do live in interesting times, but here's the point. The elections happen every 2 years, 4 years for president, 2 years for House, 6 years for Senate. And we are going to see, a revolving door. Some are going to leave, some are going to come in, and that's fine. The one thing that I am getting to the point where it's starting to, as Peter Griffin said on Family Guy, starting to grind my gears, is these political ads talking about not telling your spouse who you're voting for. Or these articles about, you know, should I tell my spouse who I'm voting for? I think he's voting for X and I'm voting for Y. Let me tell you something, folks. And this is one thing that I'm going to take a hard line stand on. If you can't be honest with your spouse about your finances and your political views, then something's wrong. The communication line has broken down. And my question is, if you can't be honest with that person, what are you doing with that person? And Tony, I hate to sound harsh this early in the morning, but that's just kind of where I'm at with some of these articles and some of these news ads, because politics should not be a, you know, brother and sister can't come for Christmas because he's a Trump supporter and you're a Harris supporter, or vice versa. That is, we are so far past, you know, normalcy in that regard. It's just ridiculous. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is, and since we're talking about finances on this show, is this. If you want to have a happy retirement and in a happy life, you have got to be honest with your partner. And that's what you have when you're married. You are partners, you're business partners, you're romantic partners, you are partners for life, right? You have been joined under God, you're one. So you have got to be honest about your finances. It's not always going to be fun. It's not always going to be pleasurable to sit down and have some conversations, because you can disagree. That's what partners do. But at the end of the day, you got to develop a plan to move forward. And same thing with politics. And I think that's what I am most frustrated with, is we have 40% on the far right, 40% on the far left, and nobody's in the middle. Right. And I think that's where I think Ronald Reagan was the last president that could actually split the middle. Right. He had probably 60%, because he had Reagan Democrats, Reagan Republicans. And it just seems like, yep, more and more we have such vitriol when we speak to people that are of the differing political party, no matter who it is, that it's like, you know, if you disagree, then that person is somehow bad or lesser, and they're not. You got to be able to give and take a little bit. But especially, you know, I get so animated, especially, like I said, I'm so ready to watch a football game or to watch something and not have to see a political ad on either side of the aisle. But the one about the don't tell your spouse, that really kind of set me off, because I'm sitting there going, how dare you? You know, the politicians, in my opinion, have basically tried to destroy the nuclear family. And now your goal for this election is, and whether you're on Republican or Democrat, I don't care. Your goal for this election is to basically split spouses, because that's being dishonest. I understand everybody is their own entity.
You got to be honest with yourself with your spouse. That's right.
Yeah, you can't do that. Finances, it's never going to work. Because here's the thing, Tony. If you start doing that with the little stuff, you're going to do it with the big stuff.
Especially with finances, and you can't do that. Right?
Right. And that's a recipe for disaster, because that's how that starts to go downhill. So be honest with your spouses and be honest with yourself about the election. So another thing, folks, be honest with yourselves about, are you really getting your sources of information, whether it be for finances or whether it be from social media? Are you getting them from accurate sources? That's one of the reasons I really appreciate you guys listening to our show, is because I do try to keep it. Now, I mean, obviously I have my opinions, and for some for some reason. I try to keep them at bay, but they're going to come through, right? Everybody knows me. Everybody knows I wear it on my sleeve. If I think it, I'm going to say it. And that's good or bad sometimes, depending. That might be one thing to ask my spouse. Is that a good thing or a bad thing about Travis? But I think it's a good thing, because I really do feel that if the person that is giving you advice is not giving you both sides of the equation, then that's wrong. And that's why whenever, you know, we talk to clients, Tony, I always talk about, let's talk about if either candidate wins. If this candidate wins, what are some of the things that can happen? If this candidate wins, what are some of the things that could happen? Because it could. So you can't just, you can't put all your emphasis, all your energy into one way or the other. And I think that social media is one of the biggest things that splits families apart, splits spouses apart, splits friends apart, is because a lot of times we go down the rabbit holes of the things that we agree with. And very seldom do we go and say, okay, what is the other side of the story? What is, as Paul Harvey says, like we said earlier, what is the rest of the story? Well, the rest of the story is not always going to be fun for you to listen to. It's not always going to be a pleasurable experience, but sometimes you have to hear the other side to say, you know what, maybe it's not like I thought. Maybe there was another situation that is going to give you a different perspective, right? I mean, you can't have sunshine all the time. You got to have some rain too. So if you are on social media and you're getting all of your political information, is it coming from Bob down the street, or is it coming from somebody that actually knows? That's really where I think, Tony, we as a country, we really came off the rails, was whenever we saw the invention of Facebook and or Meta, my opinion. I think that's when we started to really go to one side or the other. The Twitters, the Facebooks, all the Reddits, all the things the social media companies did was they provided ways and platforms for people to put stuff out there. And I'm 100% for free speech. But at the end of the day, I do think that also gave a lot of credence to people that maybe they're trying to push that disinformation. And you gotta take it, First Amendment. But I think it's definitely caused a lot of emotional and a lot of issues that I don't think we had 20 years ago, 30 years ago. What do you think? Do you agree with that, or do you think that's a bridge too far?
No, I think that social media is a big part of it. 24-hour news networks and social media have really
shut off.
Yeah.
How many times do you know of people that literally, and I can't say I haven't done it, you know, if something's going on, there's a war, there's whatever. I mean, something's going on. How many times have you ever woken up in the middle of the night, you can't go back to sleep, all of a sudden you grab your phone, you start scrolling, next thing you know, it's 2 hours later.
Yeah. I've done it.
Yeah. It's everybody has done it. And that's why whenever we talk about finances and being honest with ourselves is, you know, when you're planning for retirement, because at some point, let's face it, I don't think God put us on earth to just be born, go to school, go to work, die. I don't think that's why he made us and gave us what he has given us. This planet is full of wonder. It is full of places that we need to go and visit, and we need to go see and, you know, spend time with our loved ones. And that's really what I think a lot of people use retirement as, that target date of, you know, that's when I'm going to do that. That's when I'm going to go to Italy. That's when I'm going to go to New Zealand. That's when I'm going to go to Antarctica and go on that cruise or go on that expedition. And my question is that really something you're shooting for? Because if it is, are you doing everything in your power to make sure you're in the best position? Because, you know, we've got all these articles now popping up, you know, about, you know, if this party wins, if that party wins, and people that are all in or all out because they don't think their party may do well. Or, you know, that, is that doing what's best for your finances? I think the answer is no. And I don't think you're being honest with yourself. I think you're letting your, or you could be letting your emotions kind of tilt you one way or the other. That's the reason I ask clients and ask people, you know, do you want to be your own dentist? You can. You can take a pair of vice grips and pull a tooth. That doesn't necessarily make it a good plan. Take it from somebody who's had some dental issues. You know, I mean, you want someone with a professional hand to be able to make the pain. There will be pain. There's nothing you can do about it. To make it as least amount of pain as we can. The less the pain, the better. And I think that's the same thing with finances too. Is when you're planning, are you really? I actually wrote this down, Tony. I don't know if you remember me saying this a while back. I said, never underestimate your ability to overestimate your ability. So as a stock picker, as a retirement planner, as a political pundit, as a political pollster, you know, trying to say, I know who's going to win. I know what this thing's going to do. I know what that thing's going to do. Do you really? Because I'll be honest, if you know who's going to win the election, call my office and well, can't do it today because this will air afterwards. But I wish someone, and I've been asking people as I talk to them, whether they're, you know, in the classes we teach, on the street, in our office, if you could tell me who's going to win the election, I think I could really turn that into an opportunity and we could make a lot of money. Problem is, I have no idea. Neither do you. Right. We're at right now, as we sit, we're at 9:22 a.m., the day of the election. And if you asked me to bet my life on it, I could not tell you what's going to happen.
Especially and this year. I mean, you can't predict the future any presidential election year, but this year especially. I mean, there's no way. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen.
But Tony, all you can do is plan for what you can plan for, control the controllables, and the rest you leave in God's hands. That's all you can do.
Prepare for the worst.
That's it. So, folks, if you're out there and you have been just absolutely polarized, or you have been frightened, or you have been, you know, one way or the other about the election, and you're like, you know what, maybe I do need to get back on track, there is no shame, no harm in asking for assistance or reaching out. If you're one of our clients, thank you for listening. You know that serving you is one of the reasons I get up every morning. But also, you need to serve your spouse. You need to serve your family. You need to serve your friends. Click forward this to five of your friends, because I know somebody out there needs to hear it. And if you are out there listening and you get this as a forward, or you get this one of our clients or one of our friends of the show, then you need to give us a call. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Let us sit down and help you develop a plan that's not just going to be good for one political party or the other, not going to be good for the good times and or just the bad, but make sure that it's going to be able to weather whatever storms are thrown your way.
Yeah, that's a great point, Travis. And I like the main point of you got to be honest with your spouse, you got to be honest with yourself, and you've got to be honest about your financial situation and really dig in. It's hard for some people, but that's where you come in as a financial services professional to take the emotion out of it, right?
Sometimes the second set of eyes, I think sometimes, and this is once again just my opinion, I think sometimes the tendency is for people to feel like, well, I know I may need help, but I don't want to ask for help because what if I've done something wrong? And maybe I was watching Yellowstone, all right? And I know you're going to be like, how are you about to correlate this to Yellowstone? So Forrest Smith, he plays the Wrangler. What's his name? Plays, what's the old guy in the bunkhouse? Lloyd. He plays Lloyd, and he was talking to Jimmy. And he said, Jimmy, he said, the mind is the emotion that you can shut off at any time. He said, because whenever Jimmy was riding a horse and he couldn't do it, and he said, shame is what hurts the most. He said, but your mind is a faucet that you can turn off at any time, because sometimes it's all in our mind and we don't want to let anyone else look, because they might say, oh, well, you did this wrong or you did that wrong. That's not what we're here for. And if you go to a financial advisor that makes you feel that way, then shame on them, because it's our job to be completely in your corner and say, you know what, you've done some good things here. You've done some things that you know, maybe you probably would take back, but you know what, you can't. So how do we make this the most beneficial for you going forward? These are some ways, these are some things that you can do to improve your situation. And you put the past behind you and you walk on. You can't live in the past, because you turn around, it's always going to be there. You got to move forward. You got to keep working towards your retirement goal, towards, that goal that you have for you and your spouse to take that vacation, do that traveling. And the only way you can do that is to actually get someone to help you move forward, get to that next level. That's what we're here for. 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, great show today, Travis. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.